Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning to you. It is 8:10 on this October the 14th edition of Palmetto Morning. Still 47 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. Well, we have some fantastic guests joining us from the Women's Art Initiative Institute.
Initiative.
Okay. Always go with your gut. Sorry. I can't read my own handwriting. They are here to tell us a little bit about what they do and some of their projects, and we're so excited to have them. We'll call roll. How about that?
Okay.
We've got Grazier Ray, one of the nicest human beings ever invented. So you are the founding president of the Women's Art Initiative. We've got Michelle DiRuardo, who is the current president of the Women's Art Initiative, and we've got Caroline Rust Ward, who is vice president and also part of the Arts Selection Committee.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So, Grazier, let's start with you, if we can. Just kind of frame up for us the Women's Art Initiative.
Okay. Well, it really started back about 2012, 13, with several women thinking that we wanted to put some public art in Rock Hill. In fact, we had an artist we thought, oh, it'd just be nice to put something somewhere. And then we said, well, how do we fund it? So we decided, okay, we're going to form a group, and we ended up making it a women's group to raise private money for public art. So that's how we started, and then we met and finally decided to pull the plug and had our first, event to invite people to come in 2015, and we were overwhelmed. Our first goal was to raise $10,000 with 100 members. The first event that we had, we raised $15,000.
Wow.
So we were so excited because there are a lot of women in our community who want to see public art. And just to let you know, we are a nonprofit, so anything that people give is of course tax deductible, but we inspire to enhance the quality of life through public art, and we've done several projects which Caroline will talk about. But we also, our mission is to provide public art acquisition, preservation, education, and dialogue for our community. So we also have partnered with the City of Rock Hill. They asked us to actually partner with them, but it's the City of Rock Hill, Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, and the Arts Council, and we signed a memorandum of understanding in 2018 to do three projects within 5 years. Wow. And we've done two of those projects, and we're underway to do the third one. So there's a lot of interest, not just with our group, but other ones. And to join, we'll talk about that later, but it's open to anybody. And Lucas asks, well, what about men? Well, we'll take your money. and we do ask, we would love to have your wife be a member.
Okay.
We would love to do that. But it is a women's group. And we also when we were looking around to see what to do, we looked in Spartanburg and Greenville, and they have groups somewhat like ours. Right. Theirs were a little bit, they started like, they were trying to get 100 people to provide $1,000 a year. And so they do big projects. We decided that we didn't want to really eliminate people that might not be able to afford $1,000. So if you join, you can join for $100 or more. And we just have, I guess the average I would think is about $300 a person. So if you have $100 and you want to do it. And then the other nice thing about it is we tell people, if you want to be on the board, we have a fantastic board. We always have a lot of hardworking women who have made all of this happen. But if you don't want to do anything, you don't have to. You can pay at least your $100, and you can come to our one event, or sometimes it's two, to unveil projects and just have fun with some of the ladies. Like I know, Ashley, you came.
I did. It was great. Caroline, if you would tell us a little bit about some of the projects that have already been done that maybe people have driven by or seen and didn't really know where that came from.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. First, I'd like to just also mention another quality of public art, because it's public, we consider it to be an art form that creates more accessibility to seeing art with the public. So literally that is what it is. So it's often bringing artwork outside on an exterior platform versus an interior one. That would, at any rate, the goal is to provide more people with access to art. So the art, of course, as you're aware, you've witnessed, can transform a landscape and also communicate a community's stance on a matter or a character. So for Women's Art Initiative, we basically have three areas that we support regarding public art in Rock Hill. We have sponsored, we have partnerships that we've sponsored, and those include the Vernon Grant installation wall, which actually is at the Lowenstein Building. It's inside, but that is a public space, a walkthrough. So that commemorates Vernon Grant's history. And we partnered with the Cultural and Heritage Museums to help with that. Also, the Shepherd Ferry mural, part of the Mural Mile for the Rock Hill Economic Development Corp. One Word Poetry Festival. Now, this was taking public art to another realm, and the spoken word, if you will. So we were a sponsor for that with the first Poet Laureate for Rock Hill. Pizza and Poetry was a shoot of that, putting students' poems on pizza boxes as they were delivered. The Artful Bra Project was one that we partnered with at the Center for the Arts with York County Arts Council. Also, our public project initiatives that we have put forth, one, a driving tour, a self-driven public art tour of Rock Hill. Also, airing out the dirty laundry. This was a project with the Arts Council of York County and Winthrop University. It was an exhibit and some workshops. Haiku on the sidewalks. That came from the poetry connected, that poetry element. So that is a continual project that has gone in phases since 2019. Now, I haven't been telling you the years of all these projects, but it's been within the last 3 years we've been doing all of these things. And lastly, we support commissions, which Grazier touched upon in terms of our memorandum of understanding with Rock Hill Economic Development Corp and the Arts Council. So the commissions that we have supported, placing calls for art, and are Evolving Ann at the White Home, the Ed Lewandowski Mural Restoration at the Center for the Arts, Communications, Endless Possibilities, Past, Present, and Future. That's on Elk Avenue outside the Comporium Museum. And we have a new project coming up. Shall I continue to talk, or do we need to take a break?
Let's take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Make a quick detour at 8:18 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 48 degrees.
Law enforcement working a non-injury accident in York County. That's Gold Hill Road above I-77. Lancaster County have a non-injury accident underway. South Carolina 9 at the Welcome to Jefferson sign. Chester County gets the all clear. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, 70s Road, busy but accident-free, as is 77 northbound out of York County to the state line. North of the border, got a hit-and-run injury accident. Shamrock Drive, a Tipperary Place. Disabled motorists eastbound W.T. Harris Boulevard and Wallace Avenue, and a non-injury accident, Eastfield Road and Brown Road.
Adventure Air Sports in Rock Hill wants to help you plan the most epic birthday party. Right now at Adventure Air, we're offering you a free party room upgrade using promo code WRHI. Adventure Air Sports offers fun for all ages. Call us today or go online, adventureairsports.com.
Time now for Life in the Outdoors, brought to you by Nichols Store in Rock Hill, the outdoorsman's paradise.
Here at Nichols Store, one of the big things that they are selling a lot of are Liberty Safes. And Jonathan McDaniel, we're catching you in the delivery truck because you're delivering another one.
Yes, sir, Manning. You know,
We are selling a lot of safes this day and time. The world's just not nice anymore. People are wanting to protect their valuables. They don't want the thugs to come in and be able to walk out with them. So they are locking them up in a Liberty safe. And the great thing about purchasing a Liberty safe from Nickel Store is you don't have to worry about someone that you don't know showing up to deliver your safe. We also deliver them. Matter of fact, we've got three moves today. I've got to take two that was actually purchased from Nickel Store, and I've also got one safe move. And yes, Manning, a lot of folks are selling their homes these days. You know, the moving companies won't move these big safes. They're calling us and, hey, I don't want to buy another expensive safe. Can you come out and move my safe from my old home to my new home? We do that. We also move safes from moving companies. So if you want to skip the middle person and holler at us, we can come out and take care of your safe move from Nickel Store.
Now, Jonathan, we have gone through this period where supply chain was a big issue, but we're on top of that right now, and Nickel Store has really got a great supply.
Yes, sir, Manning. We have the home safes that you can put your valuables in from 30 inches tall all the way up to the 65, what they call the 65 gun safe, that's, you know, 72 inches tall and 60 inches wide. So we can accommodate any family that's trying to protect those valuables. And gun safes aren't just for guns. Any valuable, any family heirloom that you want to protect, you know, we probably have the exact size that you're looking for. In stock, come on by Nickel Store. We'll walk you through them, make you a safe professional, what we like to call it, and get your family suited up for the right size safe.
And just remember, they deliver because we're sitting right here outside this big old diesel truck that Nickel Store delivers these safes in with Jonathan and his buddy.
Yes, sir. Me and Doug, we're going to go make it happen today. We're going to go make people happy and deliver their fine product, their fine Liberty safe. And yes, sir, give us a call if we can help you out. Manning, we're out of here. We got to go deliver these Liberty safes.
This is Darren Nichols. Nickel Store is all about life in the outdoors and brand name outdoor merchandise. From sport to sport and season to season, it's Nickel Store I-77, exit 73 on Highway 901.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
.822 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 48 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We're speaking with the ladies from the Women's Art Initiative right here in Rock Hill. Caroline Russ Ward was kind of going through the list of projects they even were part of or co-sponsored, were somewhat involved in. And then we're looking at the future, what's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, sure. Coming down the pipeline, we have a project on White Street. The corn is a green space that we have partnered with the city to create some work there. And the title of that piece is Corner Oasis, Reflect and Renew. So we'll do an unveiling or a reveal sometime in the near future as to the artists that we've selected for that through a juried competition.
Okay.
And primarily we're aiming to put the sculpture. It's primarily going to be a sculpture initially and then potentially some wall enhancement on the wall behind the green space, which is Joe's video games.
Oh, cool.
Oh, very cool.
All right, so if you want to slide that microphone over to Michelle Dierwardo.
And Michelle, if you would tell us how people can get involved in Women's Art Initiative.
Okay, well, we already have a strong group of women that we just work together to create amazing artwork, but we would also love more people to join our efforts. So one way you can join is by giving $100 or more, like Grazier spoke about. You can join online at womensartinitiative.com. So
perfect. And we were having a conversation during the commercial break. Art is a great conversation piece. It beautifies our city, and it's just cool to look at. We are full of creative people in our city. Put those minds to work, and it's just amazing what people can come up with, and you just stand there in awe and beauty. And we appreciate so much the Women's Art Initiative for honing in those skills and exposing all of us to art, whether it's physical art, spoken word, and everything else in between. So we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Caroline Russ Ward, Michelle Dierwardo, and Grazier Ray. Ladies, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And people can just learn more by going to your Facebook page. Is that the
Instagram,
best thing? Instagram.
Facebook. Yep.
You got it. All right. I'm a friend of y'all.
Great.
Even though I'm not part of it, I do like your stuff. And it's really great.